Father God, we pray for the world this morning. It's a world that maybe doesn't know how to pray, or maybe doesn't want to. So we pray that people would remember you. As the new year begins, we pray that people would remember you. We still face coronavirus, and our prayer is that lots of people would be safe, but that lots of people would turn to Jesus, that they would know his love and his hope. We pray that in places where it's dangerous to live, that you would protect people from evil and that you'd point them to Jesus. We know that if we have Jesus, we are safe. And Father, we pray for our schools as they start again. Give teachers and pupils and parents the energy to start the new year well and make us safe in our classrooms and our playgrounds. Dear God, we pray to you because you are always in control. You are a great big God, and you love us as your children. You don't just hold us in your hands, but you wrap your arms around us, and we can talk to you about anything. We call you Father, and we want others to do the same. So would you this morning help us be more like Jesus? Help us to live like he would? And help us because we pray not on our own, but in his lovely name. Amen. I wonder if the boys and girls know what amen means. Anyone know? You've heard that a lot, haven't you? We say amen in church a lot. What does it mean? Does it mean, dear God, it's part of that. It's part of that. Anyone know? Anyone want to help us out? So we say it at the end, yeah, someone said it, I think, so be it, may it be so. Yeah, it's our way of joining in with the prayer. Okay, good testing. Right, if there is a wrong way to pray, there must be a right way, yeah? We're not supposed to start with ourselves, then we must start with someone else. And I've got it on the slide here, it's God first. Prayer is just talking to God. It's never talking to yourself or talking to the floor. And that's why Jesus teaches us to start with God. Before we ask anything about the world or ourselves, we start with God. Here's what Jesus taught us. You're going to help me read this. We got that going, Stephen? There we go. So Jesus says, this then is how you should pray. And you know these words. Our Father, see how he starts? Starts with God. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Shall we say that together? Yeah, let's say it together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let's keep going. Read this with me as well. Give us today our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And you're tempted to go on there, but Matthew stops his prayer there. Yeah. When we do that, folks, when we start with God, we can never go wrong. And in all our prayers, we should start with him. One way to do that is not just to pray this prayer. It's a really good prayer, but it's more like a model. It's like a plan for prayer. So it always starts with God. And one of the ways we can do that is we can take some of these words and we can send them back to God. Let me give you an example of that. In a prayer like this, if I was to show you, I'll go back to that first one. If you take something like Our Father, two words, we can turn that into a prayer back to God. So I might read that and I might pray something like this. Dear God, it's so wonderful we can call you Father. You're not scary or far away, but you love us like our mums and dads do. And we can know you like we know our mums and dads. That's great. and I thank you for being my Father. See how you take one little idea, something that God says, and we send it back to him. You'll never go wrong like that. You'll never end up on your own or praying something a bit weird or silly. Well, maybe not. Maybe you'll try and pray like that this week. You could use this prayer, or maybe you could do something on your own. But if you start with God, you'll never make a mistake. Maybe we'll really pray together, not as something we have to think about, but as a prayer that starts with God and inspires us to keep talking to him. We'll try this again, and we'll really pray it. Yeah, let's go. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And we'll say amen. Presbyterians hate that because we talk about trespasses, don't we, instead of debts. Did that mess you up a little bit? Good, keep you on your toes. Okay. Great, listen, prayer's a difficult thing in some ways. In other ways, it's really, really simple. And Jesus wants us to pray. That's why he teaches us that there's a wrong way and there's a right way. So when you go home this week and you're saying your prayers at bedtime or at dinner time, remember to start with God. You'll never go wrong.